Ketchikan Indian Community Tribal Council member Andre LeCornu gave his opinion on the issue at a recent joint meeting of the Southeast Regional Subsistence Advisory Council and Alaska's Federal Subsistence Board. He blamed federal law enforcement actions for impeding Alaska Natives' ability to make money from sea otter hunting and artwork. LeCornu noted that his grandfather worked as an otter hunter, and LeCornu hunts them as well.
I'm not an artisan. I couldn't make a coat, and I certainly can't make some of the fancy teddy bears that some of our good artists are able to do. All my sea otter have gone out to potlatch, to gifts, to family, whole pelts. But other people have a right to make a livelihood and not just subsist.
Sea otters are a federally protected species. The Marine Mammal Protection Act only allows Alaska Natives to hunt them. They may take them for subsistence and to share or sell to other Alaska Natives. They may also sell authentic Native articles of handicrafts and clothing made from otter to non-Natives. There are no bag limits or seasons, but kills must not be wasteful and they must be reported to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. According to Special Agent in Charge Stan Przinski, law enforcement has tried to focus its efforts on hunting by non-natives, which is completely illegal, as well as the sale of unaltered pelts to non-natives, which the law also prohibits.
There has been a lot of information about hides being sent overseas, smuggled out of the country, to furriers and other people in other countries who want raw pelts to make their own handicraft, to make their own clothing for resale.
As far as crafts and clothing made from otter, fish and wildlife officials say they are trying to provide additional guidance on what is legal to sell outside the Native community. The agency has released a set of draft guidelines for this. The key point, according to spokesperson Bruce Woods, is that the otter hide should be modified enough so a buyer cannot easily return it to its original unaltered condition without damaging it.
You see, the whole point of these is to prevent what would essentially be unaltered sea otter hides getting out of the hands of the Native handicrafters and going to someone who is non-Native, who can perhaps less expensively duplicate the same kind of handicrafts and eliminate the market that the Native handicrafters have for these materials.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service regulations specify that items sold to non-Natives must be significantly altered from their natural form. But this regulatory language and the new guidelines are problematic for some hunters and artists such as Peter Williams of Sitka. Williams prefers the broader language of the law itself.
The Marine Mammal Protection Act exemption for Alaska Natives already gives a definition of authentic Native handicraft. You know, it's clear, it's well written, it's already written in the law, in the legislation. But the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service continues to add more regulations to that, and also in ways that are confusing. Like significantly altered.
The draft guidelines say, for instance, a sea otter blanket may not have any raw edges exposed. Williams says if you look back in history, traditional blankets had raw edges. He asserts that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is undermining the intent of the law, which allows Alaska Natives to continue their customary and traditional use of marine mammals.
They're implementing it in a way that's dictating to us what we can and can't make. And the problem with that is once Alaska Natives are being told by an agency outside of our culture what we can and can't do, what in the regards of what is our culture, what our arts are, what our traditions are, it no longer is our art, it's no longer our traditions, it's somebody else's.
Williams has organized the Sea Otter Handicraft Coalition, a group of individuals and businesses that sew with sea otter.
And the idea behind the coalition is to start getting the voices of the people that actually like sew and work with sea otter to get them starting to talk about the regulations, problems that we have with the regulations, and solutions to the regulations.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service originally asked people to comment on the draft guidelines by March 31st, but that's been pushed back. Agency officials now say people are welcome to submit comments up to and including the date when final guidelines come out, which may be sometime this fall. Verena Gill, a wildlife biologist with the service, says they're also working with the Indigenous Peoples Council on Marine Mammals to set up a fall event that will address the issue.
And we're going to be bringing hunters and handicraft producers cruises up to Alaska, up to Anchorage, excuse me, to have a couple of day workshop. And one of the focuses of the workshop is to look for input into the definition of significantly altered, looking for input on how we can clarify that definition better.
Gill says hunters were killing an average of about 350 otters a year in Southeast up until 2009 and 10, when that number increased to around 650. She expects it will be closer to 1,000 for last year, though the totals are not yet in. You can download the draft guidelines and information on how to comment by viewing this story on our website. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.